Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 331, the box office report for the week ending November 19th. So there.
There it is.
So, I don't know. I got nothing to say. Let's go around the table. We'll introduce ourselves right off the bat.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Before we can do any tangent, fine. We'll get right to it. Shameless plugs. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. Subscribe, even.
Or whatever word you used before. You had a mini stroke.
Sub-zero.
Yeah, that's fine.
Prescribe.
Prescribe, that's true.
It helps us tremendously, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/realspoilers. Have you joined the League of Show Sharers yet? If not, why do you hate America and puppies?
Yeah.
A couple guys came to my door.
They came to your door?
They came to my door the other day with a Zune, and they were just holding it up and asking me if I had a couple minutes to listen.
Yeah. I said no.
Have you heard the good news?
I was like, that sounds terrible. Go away. And then I realized they were talking about our podcast.
Your product is garbage.
Yeah.
Sorry, Timmy.
That's when I wish Robert Stack was there, dressed like a captain, just flipping people over left
and
right.
It's so weird. Like, you said Robert Stack, and I immediately went Unsolved Mysteries.
I know, but I will never get away from him being an airplane.
Oh, yeah, right.
When he goes through the airport, and he just takes out one group after
another. There's a new show coming to Fox that seems like it's kind of... I think it's called, like, L.A. to Vegas.
Yeah.
And it's got... It's either Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott. Which was the one from the first season of American Horror Story?
I know it's either Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney.
Who was the husband on that first season?
It's funny because the other one is on.
He's on it now.
I know, and I was like, wait a minute. It's the other one.
Yeah, so it's Dylan McDermott.
They are their generation's Bill Paxton and Bill
Pullman.
Except they're both still alive. They're both still alive, yeah.
But yeah, it looks kind of the similar where it's the party, party plane. I don't know.
If it had Stephen Weber and Tim Daly, I'd be on board.
You'd be good to go.
Yeah,
that was a good show.
It was a good show.
I like that show. He's Superman.
So people who were kind enough to share the show this week.
Oh yeah,
Librarian Cynthia, Griffin Fox Smith, Chris James, Tammy Sherman Powers, Julianne Jordan, Brandon Coleman. Heir to the Coleman camping franchise.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Why is he not paying?
I love your thermoses.
Donating to our Patreon.
I don't know. he hasn't inherited it yet.
Oh, that's true.
Are we going camping? No.
He's the heir to
the
fortune.
Give us money, not stuff.
No. Everybody deals in supplies.
No, it's in trade, man. Everything's in trade.
He's afraid what sort of maraca shaking would go on if he gave us a pop-up tent.
Oh, boy.
Jason Weese, Lane Levanway, Dustin at Nerds at Night Gaming, Musings of a Cosplay Witch. They're a little item.
Right.
They always share like one after the other.
Oh, really?
I just picture them like gathered around a fire. Listening to our show together
and then
sharing simultaneously.
He shares it and he's like, Sweet Pea, you didn't share the thing. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, babe.
Boop. Yeah.
Oh, that should be our name next week, Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea, yeah. That's what I envision is taking place. It's always like right next to you.
Right.
It's not like her like five people later. It's just like boom, boom. Right.
Wearing chunky maybe knit sweaters.
Yeah.
I imagine
drinking
Kenny,
cocoa.
Kenny G live playing the flute or whatever he plays. Yeah, right, saxophone.
That's
or
not, no.
He's multi-talented. He can play all those things.
It's an oboe.
Oboe? I thought it was like a
saxophone
but like a little one or something.
I don't know. Is it like an oboe? It's like or
oboe
that we,
has
or
like
a weird clarinet.
Yeah, something like
that.
Slide?
Are you thinking of the
a trombone? Is a slide?
Well, no, I thought of
you're thinking of the zany morning show whistle.
It's a weird clarinet.
It is weird clarinet.
Yeah. That sounds right.
I like mine better. I picture
they're
Kenny,
not even one's a
picture,
woodwind, one's a brass.
I picture Kenny G, which is like with a little, you know,
with a trombone,
not a trombone. Though.
Trombone would be, or a what's the really the big one?
A tuba.
That's what
Can
I want.
Imagine Kenny G trying to play sexy time music with
like,
a tuba.
I feel like
he would have to use
more than Kenny G.
He would use a sousaphone, yeah. So just for movement.
Yeah. Have you seen the video of the guy who trolls Nazi parades with the big trombone?
That's good.
No.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
And he does like marching music when they march. So it just makes it all very silly.
Yeah.
Because he's like, burp, 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 burp.
I just picture him playing
and that's
like
all he does.
The Dark Side theme, like the Vader theme.
Yeah, no, it's funny. He makes a big joke.
He makes
it
the most ridiculous, like.
Yeah, because they're a joke.
Trombone music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now they are with that awesome
they
music.
They are always a joke.
Brent Smith.
Oh, yeah. These
not
guys.
That he's affiliated with the Nazi party.
Way we start to pause.
Don't think he plays trombone. He is completely neutral in this situation.
He's Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Sanders, Travis Tewitt, Kevin Brackett. You weren't on
the
show.
Oh,
I count you as
fair
a League
enough.
Of Show Sharer this
my
week.
Job.
Yeah. Chris Magic Man, Chris Sansochi, no relation, Brad Hyen, and Richard Lawson. So thank you very much for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate it.
We did a clarification on who the Gone Girl culprit was. It was Chris Sanders.
Oh, okay.
He sent us a message, and he was like, I was going to say anything, but it was me. Sorry, buddy.
Whoops, sorry. Yeah. Once again. Yeah.
Hopefully he's seen it by now.
He skipped the episode, and then like three episodes later, we just blatantly spoiled it.
Well,
oops.
Yeah.
And don't forget we're available on iTunes where you can leave a review. Do we have a new review?
Let me check real quick.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Sorry. Yes, we do.
Hey!
This is from Taquito.
You're in. That's the best name ever.
Done.
Platano. Yeah.
Wait,
sold.
A platonic taquito?
Did we read this one?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, okay. Then
I don't think I could easily forget Taquito Platano.
No.
Okay.
Because remember, is it
taquito
featherweight platonic. Champion Taquito Platano?
So this was an elaborate ruse to make you be wrong.
I don't think I've
so
heard
you
this
guessed
one.
That there was a new one.
Yeah, I know.
And there wasn't a new one.
Suck
so
it.
Boom. Yeah. In what your face.
What did they say? Because I don't remember Taquito Platonico. I feel like that's a name
one.
I would remember.
It's a long one.
They say, I'm not good at writing literature, so I'm going to keep this short and simple. You guys are awesome. I love your podcast and listen to it almost every day. Keep up the good work, guys.
Okay.
P.S. Taquito Plantano means little banana taco.
Oh, we went and edited it, so it went back to a new...
Because
he didn't explain that. In the review.
Oh, okay.
So it went sense. Back to the top. So it is kind of
kind of new.
It's a revised version. Yeah.
It's a
remix.
You're like half wrong, Joe.
And it's the name of their dog.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there
all
you
right. So anyway, there is all the shameless plugs we've gotten.
Banana taco.
We've gotten those out of the way. We will now turn our eyes to the box office. Kevin has his abacus at the ready, Kevin.
Plantain shells? Yeah, it sounds like
I do, Tom, and I believe Thor is number one at the box office.
Is it really?
No, but it sounds
he's
about
been out
right.
for a few weeks, so he's playing back, catch up.
Yeah. I was hoping that it would
hit refresh.
Oh, got it.
Hit down shift and F8, and then it'll...
I guess everyone's already seen Thor, because I thought it'd actually be a little closer, but number one at the box office is the movie of the week with $90 million.
That is...
Nobody's high-fiving over that. So, I guessed 180.
Yeah. I guess like 165.
I did too, because I thought, okay, it's going to surprise us. We all think it's going to stink, but everyone's going to see it. So here's the deal. Thor, a Thor movie.
Third.
The third Thor movie... Made $120 million opening.
Yep.
A movie starring Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Aquaman, Cyborg, Superman, spoilers.
It's not really.
Not
a
really.
Spoiler.
I mean,
some Green Lantern.
Lois Lane, some Green Lanterns in it. $90 million.
Yeah.
$30 million less than a Thor movie.
So they, I think I read online that they need to make 750 total.
Yeah. Remember the budget? It's like half a billion.
Yeah. To even break even.
Yeah. Because, yeah, at least.
I don't know if it's going to do it.
That's crazy.
I mean, I guess maybe with the
so
foreign box office, maybe.
What happened? Why did people stay away? Because you would, in all seriousness, like, they've gone to bad movie after bad movie.
Yep. Like Transformers. Yeah. We hear it's bad.
Even within this franchise. Yeah. I'm just talking about this franchise.
Squad.
They've gone to bad movie after bad movie. They finally get a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the response is, we're going to stay away.
Oh, it's the response with the same character is in this movie. Like, the good one has the same character in this movie. I don't know.
I have to think that the mess, I mean, you know, we talked about it within our community, and obviously we're film people. We talk about the news and the rumors and set photos, whatever. Yeah. But I think that the mess of the Joker, this, and, you know, standalone Joker stories, and Ben Affleck quitting, and Ben Affleck being in it, and I just think that reached the mass.
I'm going to tell you right now, Ben Affleck in this movie looked like he was the guy who was on his last day.
Dying inside?
Last day of work and just didn't care.
He
kind of like...
He looked so sleepy. He was.
It's a sad Affleck. Yeah, he was sad Affleck the entire movie.
Yeah.
I was shocked at how bad he was.
But he really didn't get a lot to do. No. They turned Batman into the Justice League's HR department.
Basically. Yeah.
He's Nick Fury.
Yeah,
that's all he is. He's just...
But still, like...
But without the Fury.
No, he's just... He's Nick... Meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
he's Nick. I'm sort of angry, I guess.
Nick.
Nick, my pack's.
I'm gonna shake my head and bite my lip, but I'm not happy.
I'm gonna shave my face, and that's all I'm gonna do.
He was this close to shaking a maraca at one point.
Was,
I'm sure we'll have plenty to say next episode about this.
Have
one.
No fear.
I find it fascinating that they came off the best movie of this franchise by a long shot, the end result was fewer people came to the next movie.
Especially like they withheld the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Yeah.
Which is, that whole story is super weird. Like, there's a critic from the Times who's like, his review shows up on Rotten Tomatoes and he immediately tweets at them. He's like, I didn't write that. That's not that's not my review.
Oh,
and Rotten
wow.
Tomatoes is just like.
Do we need a recount?
Wow,
I don't know. Like, but like, the theory is that they are skewing their score because he's like, I never put.
I
that.
Mean, it is a company, like, even though it's sort of been legitimized.
Uh-huh.
Legitimized.
Yeah. I like it.
Hold on. Let me drink of this.
What is in that coffee, Dan?
A little bit better. It kind of went all Jesse Jackson there. Legitimized.
Keep hope alive.
And, but, you know, they were built on Snark.
Sure.
You know.
Right.
It's like if we actually became...
Relevant.
Legitimized.
Legitimized.
No, like, we became anything, it would be legitimized. But, they were built on, like sort of, you know, kind of a nasty, snarky.
Right.
Yeah, like, this platform. Movie sucks. It's rotten.
Yeah. So.
It's a very weird story.
Yeah.
I've never seen them hold reviews
Well,
back.
Isn't Warner Brothers part owner of the site now?
Oh, I don't know.
Someone did buy it. Some studio did.
I thought Warner Brothers was at least a partial owner of Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, then that's why they did.
So you're telling me it's not coincidence that they held back the Justice League score
I didn't know that Warner Brothers had a stake in Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, that would make sense.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
But at least they didn't just go in and change it.
Yeah, they're like, no, it's 100%.
115.
115.
What's the highest? 100?
Even Roger Ebert liked it. It got two thumbs up.
Siskel and Ebert.
Love this movie.
I mean, isn't 110% the highest you can give, right?
Paulie Kael says it's the best writing.
But
Gene Shalit says...
Is Gene Shalit dead?
I thought so.
I don't think he's
is
dead.
Is he?
Oh, I haven't heard from him in a long time if he's...
I guess nobody cared.
Yeah. He's the guy with the mustache, right?
Yeah, because didn't he get in a fight with Kevin Smith and then died like 2 days later?
That's hilarious.
Wow. I'll do it every time. Yeah. He's got some rabid fans.
Dead. They would have paraded him out.
Is Gene Shalit dead?
He just said that to a mic, and we're all just like, I don't know, Tom, look it up.
What? Outlet dead? Come on, Google. You're better than that.
Well, you look it up, so I'm going to tell you a funny story. So Rotten Tomatoes, the ruse, the cunning ruse they tried to use was that, oh, they're holding it back because they have an online web series where they're going to reveal the score and talk about it, right? So they've done it with a few other things. I don't know how new it is, but there's been some other movies. The two people discussing it both gave it rotten and went down all the points of why the movie was really bad. And then one of them, there's a female and a male on the show. The female gave the rotten points and then said, don't see it.
Right.
Because they ask you to see it or not blatantly. He goes through all the rotten points and then says, see it. Because you can be a part of the discussion. It's like,
they try to make it a point counterpoint?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no counterpoint.
Right? But they both gave only negative things. Right. I mean, from my memory, mostly negative, whatever. And then he goes, see it, so you can be a part of the discussion. Like, if Warner Brothers didn't pay him to say, you can say negative things, but can you just say go see it?
Anyway.
Gene Shalit is alive.
I thought he was.
He retired in 2010.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. So do you think how old is he?
He has a movie pass now.
Do you think he's, like, annoying the other, like, friends at the home?
Yes, I do.
And reviewing, like, this cream corn is terrible.
They're like, oh, for Christ's sake, Gene.
He would have some sort of pun, though.
Yeah.
Like, that was his, he would always have some horrible pun.
Yeah. Like, because he did Ishtarable.
Right.
He did do that.
Yeah. That's. You know,
what always freaks me out on the Rotten Tomatoes is when you go down the list of the critics and then it shows Roger Ebert or like Roger, because that's the name of the website.
Yeah.
And he's still reviewing stuff, right? But then if you click it shows the person's name or whatnot. But it's just like big and bold. The outlet is Roger Ebert or RogerEbert.com.
Yeah.
So for a while that popped up like shortly after he died. And I'm like, wow.
He's like, this movie's so bad. I have to review it from beyond the grave.
Yeah. I had them resurrect me so I could just give it a bony thumbs down.
So anyway, Justice League, 90 million.
That I honestly. So we know that we're gonna get Aquaman because that's I think is done.
It's or at least got to be close. Largely done. Well,
they're saying that's close.
I think we're getting Wonder Woman 2 for. That's
not if Ratner doesn't.
Ratner's out.
Yeah,
he's out.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's done.
But she said that's pretty cool of her though. She said I will not work on it, and they obviously need her recasting. That would be a nightmare.
Women love her.
Yeah,
love that movie. They would.
You could not
boycott that movie to the Instagram.
So she says Ratner's out.
Yeah, well, yeah,
and
Ratner's
he's good.
Out.
The Rat Pack deal goes through 2018, and it wasn't going to come out 2018 anyway. No. So, So
I think we're done.
But I don't get how these deals were. I mean, maybe there are morality clauses in their contracts, like in terms
Hollywood.
I'm just saying, like. There's all of a sudden there's controversy around somebody. Like, yeah. I don't think you get to just, unless there's a clause in your contract, you don't get to say, we're not paying you for your work anymore.
Maybe the timing is he was coming up in 18 anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're just not going
to
renew.
Don't have to make any movies for a year. Warner Brothers can just let the clock run.
Yeah.
Based on this, it's an easy decision to make.
Yeah. No, I mean, but for these superheroes, they only do one or two big ones a year. DC's probably one, I guess. Was one this year?
No, I guess this is their big one. This is it.
Yeah. So.
Well, Wonder Woman.
So. That's true. Wonder Woman was the beginning there. Yeah, so they do.
We're talking about the good one.
Yeah. So it's like they just let the clock run out and production can go, or they can do pre-production and then, he's gone or something.
Yeah, I don't. He's a creepo.
Yeah, well.
And shout out to the listener that called us out.
Yeah.
And like it was taken out of context what we were trying to, it didn't come across the way we meant it to come across. But I totally appreciate you reaching out and saying something because that's the kind of conversations that need to be had.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where people are talking and not blaming or yelling at each other. So
and we say stupid stuff all the time.
We say stupid stuff all the time.
Yeah. I'm surprised that doesn't happen way more often. But
yeah. I was like, man, I figured we'd be doing those weekly conversations a week.
We need to start doing those 0.5 episodes where we issue our corrections.
Retractions and apologies.
This is 330.5.
The retraction and apology episode of the week ending.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks. I think if Aquaman follows the Wonder Woman model and stays away from the DCEU and does its own story, I feel like James Wan is a more than capable filmmaker.
Sure.
Well, sure.
I don't know about the script. I don't know who wrote it. And that's like, I think he could, like, if he was able to steer Seven? Did you do Fast Seven? Shut up.
Sure. You say so.
I think he did. I think he did Fast Seven and F. Gary Gray did Fast Eight.
Yeah.
But if he was able to keep that ship afloat and make that movie what it was.
And that's a pile of shit.
It was a pile of shit. Yes. After what happened with Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Like, that should tell you what kind of a filmmaker and leader he is on a film.
The Rock.
Yeah, but, I mean, he can only get you so far. Yeah. Like, you have to have a good guy behind the camera.
No, it's cool that stayed alive and is doing more than ever when one of the main...
It's the only thing that stayed alive.
Yeah.
And we just...
But yeah, I think I think Wonder Woman 2 might be the last one.
How do you not reboot at this point?
Flashpoint.
Yeah.
As annoying as that is to me...
But you have to... Yeah, this is just horrible. You got to get a new Batman.
But how do you... Okay, so...
What do you do? How long do you wait?
But the problem I think they have is that everybody loves Wonder
Woman.
Right,
half the team is
so, like,
rebooted.
How do you reboot but keep Wonder Woman? So, or do you just own it and say, like, look, that's the only thing we didn't screw up, so we're going to do it over.
We're going to keep her. We don't have to do it over.
And Wonder Woman's in the past, so you reboot into her timeline,
right,
and you go forward.
You don't have to reboot her.
Yeah.
But that's the only one out of continuity. It's the only one that went back in the past.
Right.
So you can start there and say, that's number one, and then... She starts.
And Flashpoint takes the alternate universe route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After Wonder Woman.
And brings it back to Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Right. And then you could start over.
Which we'll talk about in our next episode.
Yep.
But I'm not even happy with what happened to her characters. So.
Nope.
Yeah.
Like,
or her friends.
Good job.
Yep.
Or her friends.
Good or job. Her friends.
So. Well, it's sad because we really don't. I know people like to make it a big DC versus Marvel thing, but I like that Kevin Feige even said, nah, let's not do that because, you know, we all kind of win. It's like, we don't want it. I don't want it to fail.
Hell
it's just
no. Like,
DC, Taika,
DC
Taika
was, my, that. Was my brand. Yeah. Like, that was the it's brand like, I always
Same here.
Yours too.
I'm a DC
too.
Guy.
I was, yeah, me too. I was like Marvel young, and then I was like heavy DC,
mm-hmm.
and then I kind of like went back to Marvel, but Marvel, you know, that's when like Frank Miller... Was
Frank
it?
Miller Daredevil?
So, I'll age myself. Yes. That's when Frank Miller kind of hooked up with Marvel. Yeah. And so I went back to Marvel over here. They're doing some stuff. But it's like, I never wanted to. Like, nobody wants to see these.
I want
not
all companies, Image, DC, Dark Horse, Marvel, all of it. I want them to be able to put out good quality movies.
Yeah.
It's not like any of us. I mean, we all, like we said, we love DC. We love the Nolan Batman stuff. It's not like we want this Justice League to fail. We just see everything about it.
Could you imagine where we would be if Nolan had played ball? If Nolan
kept going?
Not kept going, but allowed them to cross over. Like, that was the deal, right? So you had Superman Returns, which was, if they had not done that.
Oh, let Returns go into Batman Begins?
And just let and have, I mean, they were ahead of the ball.
Yeah.
2006 is Returns, so Iron Man is in the pipeline. Like, it's not coming yet.
It wouldn't have worked, though.
I don't know.
I mean, I like what works about the Nolanverse is that it's as grounded. I mean, other than like Ra's al Ghul or Ra's, is that
Ra's
it's
fine.
Well,
Ra's is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't.
That's
say
the way
that.
I say it.
I know, but
it's the real way to say it.
I think
it.
That's the way they say it on the cartoon. It's good enough for me.
Okay. Well, but. They made it so grounded in reality that, like, would a Superman been kind of out of place?
Maybe.
In that universe.
But you could take the Batman out of that universe and bring
I think they
in.
Should have brought in Joseph Gordon-Levitt and just carried him
I agree.
Into this.
Yeah.
I agree.
They had it. Cool. They staged it. And
they were ready to go.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. But
does anybody know, did he get a multi-picture deal?
Probably not.
That didn't happen?
I don't think so.
I
think it was
seemed like they were setting it up, so I didn't know if they had offered him a deal.
From what I remember at the time, it was just a fan service type thing. He wasn't ever planning on doing anything with it. God, he just wanted to put
it. Oh, I was like, they give him the cave. He gives him everything.
I just, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, next episode, we'll get into the old Justice League.
Yeah.
Just read the other nine.
Wait a minute. What if Martian Manhunter was Bruce Wayne the whole time, and then he could form into a different Batman with the new actor.
And then it's Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Oh, bring it on.
What about
that, please, though?
What if it was really just Martian Manhunter the whole
time? I think
the
Kevin Smith idea of that's how they were going to get...
That's right up there with It Was All a Dream.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, that's if you want to replace one character, like, you could do it once.
What if
Patrick Duffy plays
and he's
Bruce
the
Wayne.
Man from Atlantis. Oh, my God. He's the father of Aquaman.
And then you open the shower, and he's in there.
And there he is.
Yeah.
He's got to get wet sometimes.
So, anyway, that's the box office, so not too good on that one. Number two, Wonder, with $27 million. That actually made a lot more money.
We did have a listener that said that they went to see Justice League and that this was sold Wonder out was, yeah. and the other Christian movie.
Yeah.
This is not a Christian movie.
No, I didn't think it was.
Is, this is Mask, but, you know, younger.
With a kid.
Right.
And not as downbeat.
Right.
Oh, so it doesn't.
Spoilers. He lives.
He doesn't yeah. die at the end.
No, I saw you this, saw actually, it? And it was good.
How was she?
Julia Roberts?
Did she actually, was it like she cared?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is based on a very popular young adult novel. It's kind of become, I think, a staple in middle school. Very popular with
okay.
girls.
Okay.
And it was really well done. You're definitely in after school special territory here. They're wearing their heart on their sleeve. It's very sentimental.
Is it a birth defect or is it a surgery?
It's a he has birth defect, and then he's had multiple surgeries to try to correct it. It's a real disorder called Treacher-Collins syndrome, and it causes deformities of cheeks and ears and
gotcha.
Cheekbones and
okay.
and so. The kid playing the kid with the issue does not have it.
It's makeup.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was
okay.
the
yes, Jacob Tremblay
from
the
Room.
Actor.
Oh, really?
A little yeah. kid from the Room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not to be confused with Room.
Yeah.
No,
I
the
got
Room
it.
Is
right. Room. The Room. Is
The Room is Tommy Wiseau.
Right.
Room is what this kid's from. Yes. So we
yeah.
both said it wrong. Yeah.
yeah.
Room.
So
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, hi, little kid. Your face look funny.
That doesn't
would,
get a maraca.
That would be in the movie. Like
oh,
that
Tommy
like,
was
oh.
up.
No, that, yeah.
no.
ha, 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 good Mask, kid.
I've never seen that movie.
You
Mask?
Need to.
No, man. I've
you
seen
need
Mask.
To before the Disaster Artist
oh, the room?
Because
yeah.
it is amazing that it was made and $6 million was put into it. It just...
Six... Clerks yes. cost less than that.
A lot? 20,000, yeah. 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 No, but anyway.
Is it Eric Stoltz?
In yeah. Mask?
In Mask?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Eric Stoltz and yeah. Cher with...
That's right.
Who music-
was the- and Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
I was like, he was like the boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
music by Bob Seger because they couldn't get
Bruce
Springsteen. Yeah, that was the kid, and that's based on a true story. This, to the best of my knowledge, is not. And his favorite band was Bruce Springsteen, and and Bruce was like, no, you can't
no.
have music.
No, I think not.
So they had to replace all the music at the last minute.
And they didn't even ask John Cafferty. Aww.
Well, that's because Bob Seger said yes. So yeah. if he had said no, it would have been
Who's
John.
Who's that other guy? Let's yeah. John Cafferty. All right. No.
Who's
John
Cafferty?
Johnny. Yeah. No, okay.
We're John Cafferty said no. Let's get Eddie and the Cruisers.
Yeah. They're running out of Asbury artists.
Is that so, what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Southside Johnny and John Cafferty are all like, you know, from the
Asbury Park
area.
Yeah. So, but no, I liked Wonder. I mean, it is definitely like a sentimental heart on its sleeve type of movie, but it's very well done. So it deserves that 27.
It's
and I think it'll have, too. I think it'll have legs. I think that movie will keep chugging along.
Makes sense. I didn't realize it was had a following because I'm like 27 against yeah. Justice League and our number three movie, Thor, on the other side. Like, that's a decent opening.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So coming in at number three, Thor Ragnarok brought in another $21 million, which is a 63% drop from a pretty huge week two. So we're at almost $250 million domestic. Go over to the foreign side, Joe.
$100 million.
$450 million. Dollars. So we're approaching.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. $700 million in 3 weeks on a $180 million
where,
budget.
Can it tell you where that ranks in the MCU? I feel like that's got
it's
to be.
The highest grossing Thor. I
right.
know that. I don't have that list
okay.
yet, so we'll revisit that.
That has got to be in the top.
Well, it's
seven.
Getting there because I think Guardians was in the 700, 800 with
okay.
the second.
And
like
Spider-Man?
They're right up there. Oh, Spider-Man Homecoming had to have cracked a billion.
Yeah.
It had to.
Okay.
Have. That was huge. So I don't have that ranking. But yeah, I mean, 3 weeks, though. $700 million in 3 weeks.
It's
on
funny
a Thor
because
movie.
I think this movie gives them a problem that maybe. I mean, they always have plans. But, you know, I think they were. And we'll see what happens. I don't want to, like, guess
speculate.
On what's going to happen.
Exit strategy,
right.
though. Yeah.
But I think, you know, they were like, if this is the last Thor movie, you know, so I think they were like, yeah, let's have some fun with it.
Right.
And this is
yeah.
the idea of this is actually having fun with it. But I think they're like, damn, I think people might want another one.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's like, whoa.
Nobody's gotten four yet, right? There's no.
No, they all
yeah,
have three
all
so
three.
Far.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and it's like, and on the third movies we've been seeing, it's like, they kind of like, it's most likely be, like this has to run out at some time. So Civil War
to me,
and Iron Man 3 and now Thor 3. It's like, yeah, sure,
to
whatever.
To me, the third movies have been the new creative team, right? So, like, in comic books, they go through runs, and you bring on the new team, and you try to see what they can do. Those third movies seem like different creative teams on the book, and they're just like, yeah, just wing it. Go for it.
Yeah. And that's probably our last one anyway.
Yeah, right. We're ending this
and
thing.
And you can get away with those shifts in tone when it works.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Who was it? Shane Black, the Russos, and now Tiki Wa...
Taika Waititi.
All right, that's what I said.
Who this week...
I just giggle every time I hear that name.
Waititi. He came out on Twitter and was like, oh, the second week in release, he's like, oh...
What, Twitter?
What Twitter, Taco with Twitter. It's a new one that's coming out. But he was like, oh, look, we've got the number before this weekend. He's like, we're the number one movie in America again. Thank you. And I think everyone responded to it like, oh, I bet it will beat Justice League. And ha, it's much better than Justice League. And he came out and he's like, calm down, everyone. I'm excited to go see it, too.
It's,
you know,
it's,
like,
it's strange because, like, Marvel is tapping. So we said in phase one that they were tapping non-traditional directors for these movies. They're keeping that. It's interesting to watch them keep that theme going forward, right? Like what you could do is you could rest on Joss Whedon, Kenneth Branagh, Joe Johnson, and John Favreau, and those guys are all just kind of, and to their credit, they're not, right? So they're just like, well, okay, so now we've got Taika Waititi,
close enough.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
The Russos, who are now like the shepherds of this whole damn thing.
Yeah,
James Gunn. There's nothing.
James Gunn's the only one they're gonna keep for all
Shane
three.
Shane Black, I guess. Like, there's no talk of him coming back at all. But
well,
I'm
they
sure
don't
want
to go with untraditional or non-traditional, and then turn around and make that be the new established sort of cliche.
You mean like just going out and getting somebody?
Well, I mean like John, you know, kind of shaking things up, bringing in Joss Whedon. But at a certain, I mean, like by the second Avengers, like it was already starting to wear thin.
Sure, sure.
And if they would have had him a third time, it would have been like, oh. You know, so what they don't want to do is like go with like an unexpected choice and then make that sort of like the new norm. And then you're like, oh, great.
No. Well, look, I mean, look,
DC, like, oh, good. Another Kenneth Branagh dramedy, you know.
But look, I mean, DC stuck with Zack Snyder through this whole thing.
Yes, it shows.
It does. And then look at Patty Jenkins. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different movie.
Well, and they had I don't want to say they didn't have faith, but they didn't have enough faith to secure contracts.
What an idiot.
I don't think they had any faith. I think that that's the problem with DC movies is that they place all their faith in all the wrong people.
Yep.
Yes.
And that Wonder Woman worked in spite of them.
Yeah.
Yes. Not because of them.
No, I agree.
Definitely.
And they still don't get why it worked.
No, it's unbelievable. So it's just at this point. Okay. So DC has just signed away Brian Michael Bendis from Marvel, which to me is probably one of the biggest signings since Claremont jumped.
It's going to be really cool
now,
to see what he does. With
Claremont jumped and floundered.
Please tell me he's writing a Batman book.
He can write that dude can write anything he wants.
But I
but like
his,
give,
him on Batman
would just be perfect.
Well,
which is a shame because Tom King, who's writing it now, gets it, and his book is pitch perfect. Like, it's really good. Give him his own Batman book. Like, let Tom King do Batman.
Well, they've got 4 or 5 Batman books at any given time. Two.
So they've scaled it back.
Okay.
There used to be, it was like Batman Detective, Shadow of the Bat,
Legends of the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
But
reboot Legends of the Dark Knight and just give it to Bendis. But yeah, so like, but bring him into your cinematic universe.
Yeah.
Like, bring him in and help write that ship.
What
somehow.
He did with Spider-Man.
I mean, Spider-Man was on the outs and he came in and did Ultimate Spider-Man, and that was
the
I think at one point Ultimate Spider-Man was outselling Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, Ultimate Spider-Man's awesome.
It was awesome.
Bendis.
It's not so good now. But that original Ultimate Spider-Man run is fantastic.
Wow.
But it'd be interesting to see what they do with him.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, Thor doing great. I mean, I just can't believe $700 million in 3 weeks. That's unbelievable for Thor. So we'll have to see what they do after this whole Infinity War, which we thought was going to be the reboot kind of, you know, the second, the new heroes were going to be the Avengers, Falcon, and everybody else. So we'll see.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
There you go. Number 4, Murder on the Orient Express, the movie from last week. Is it okay to say Orient Express? Did we decide?
it's in the title.
We don't mean to do about it.
But it's a train, right? So we can say that.
Right.
Okay.
Because things can be oriental.
People cannot.
At least that's the way it used to be. Maybe it's changed.
No, it's not.
Used to be. Things could be oriental. but not people.
Correct.
Right.
So well, a rug, Oriental rug is not offensive.
Yeah.
No.
Well, this train is, and it made $14 million, a 51% drop from opening weekend. It is at $52 million. It has about 70 overseas, though. So 120 on a $55 million budget.
That's pretty solid.
Made its money back in 2 weeks, yeah. basically. So, it had a pretty weak opening, but I guess it did enough to squeak by. So,
it was a good movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, too. I saw it and then couldn't do the podcast, but I thought it was good.
Yeah.
You know?
I was at Disney World.
That's what everybody sounds like there.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, I didn't know that. I wouldn't know since I've never been there.
Yeah, you'll have to work.
Thanks, Mom.
Work on that.
Yeah. Number five, Daddy's Home 2. Did anyone see that?
No.
Okay.
No.
I hadn't seen
the first one.
The first
one made a ton of money.
I liked so I figured I wouldn't be able to follow the story.
I don't think you'd be. I think you'd be okay.
You think?
I think so.
This one had Mel Gibson, so I was kind of like,
this one
is
not getting good. No. Buzz?
Oh, really? Because of him? Oh.
No,
or
just
it's
no,
bad.
Just, it's supposed to be awful.
Oh,
yeah.
I think Mel Gibson's like, thank you, current news wave. Like, yeah, no one's even thinking about me.
Sure. Gibson's like, at least I didn't assault anybody.
Yeah.
I just called somebody names.
Yeah.
Physically. Yeah. Right, you didn't physically assault
anybody. Yeah.
But $13 million, a 56% drop. It is approaching the $50 million mark in its second weekend release. And the budget is $69 million.
The trailers right now are desperately trying to make it look like Christmas Vacation. Like,
oh, really?
Like, yeah. It looks like, I'm like, wow, they are like stealing entire, beats from Christmas Vacation.
I saw the whole cutting down the tree thing.
And it's got, is this the one where they're sliding down the hill and it gets away from them? And
I was like, is that some sort of like polymer that, you put on your cereal so it doesn't, I was like, Jesus.
That
really
is one
close.
Of my favorite scenes of that movie is when it gets set on fire.
Yeah.
And it's just like a flaming, oh, that's good stuff.
So I guess, is Daddy's Home 2 supposed to be a Christmas movie? Is the whole thing
set
around?
Yeah,
it's the parents come home for Christmas. Yeah, that's why they're there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
If only John Lithgow would play his character from Dexter.
I've never seen it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I heard it ended badly, so I never wanted to start.
Four? Five?
I think it was two or three, but he was...
Is it worth the disappointment in the end, though?
You don't have to watch
all of them.
I know, but if
you could skip the end completely. You could skip that last season.
It was... Yeah, he was incredible.
He was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's Daddy's Home 2. Number six, The Star opened this week.
That's the other one.
$9 million. That's the one about the story of
The Star of David.
Jesus' birth, but from the animal's perspective.
The Star of David. No.
Not sure.
I'm pretty sure
I did that on purpose.
This is the opposite of the story of the Star of David.
The North Star of David. Very
Dan,
well
done. You need to shake your dreidel at
with the candies inside.
Spin this your way.
But it had a $20 million budget, so 9 on a 20. And I would imagine that with the holidays coming up that it's going to stick around for
next
month.
And it'll make serious bank on DVD.
Yeah, for sure.
Same. You know what I mean?
Are there big
voices
in it?
This is Davy and Goliath.
Yeah.
That's what I thought when I saw it showed up on
G. Davy.
It does. And it's interesting because the marketing for it, I saw the commercials while I was gone and they're like, there's a star for everybody. And it shows like all these different people. And I guess they're saying like that it's a very diverse cast because Anthony Anderson, Kristen Chenoweth, Gabriel Iglesias, Keenan-Michael Key, Kris Kristofferson, Tracy Morgan, Tyler Perry, Christopher Plummer, Ving Rhames, Gina Rodriguez, Oprah Winfrey.
I mean, that's so that I feel like that's like we can't get the top tier talent. Let's just go to the B level talent.
A lot of people, though.
A lot of people, yeah.
But they say like the star. There's a star for everybody, and I'm like,
I heard
what
that,
are you?
Chris Plummer is now.
They're hiring
Kevin's,
people based on their Twitter followers.
Chris Plummer is now Kevin Spacey's permanent stand-in.
Yeah.
Did
you see the Onion article?
No.
We'll have to share it. The Onion, who's been amazing, just satire.
Well, it's like they're throwing them softballs. Like, come on.
I know, but they've been amazing lately. And the article with Christopher Plummer is like Hollywood replaced with 100,000 Christopher Plummers. And it shows Christopher Plummer holding lights and sound equipment and in front of the camera behind and it's just copied Christopher Plummers
That's
everywhere.
Funny.
It's good. So we'll have to share that one. So
what a garbage human being. Kevin Spacey, not Christopher Plummer. Yeah, I just want to.
Yep.
Oh, but did you see what Plummer said?
No.
Not to get into it, Christopher Plummer goes, paraphrasing, that's terrible.
You
what happened
sounded
to him.
Like Tommy Wiseau when you just said that. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing. He says something like, that's terrible what happened to him.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's like, all these older Hollywood guys that I don't think necessarily have any, like, no one's controlling what they say, and they're just saying some really...
Did you see that Affleck made a joke at the press junket, and the whole cast, like, it was the whole cast, they're all sitting there. It was like he his pants, like, in front of everybody.
What and did he joke all, about, though?
He made a joke. I don't remember what he... there was a joke that he made, and everybody just kind of looked at him, and nobody laughed but him. Huh. And they quickly moved on.
Is it taste? Was it not bad taste?
Think, or all jokes are bad taste.
I mean, right now, he should just, like... On the talk shows, he's getting kind of pinned.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, because of his relationship with Weinstein and his own, you know, situation on
MTV.
But he shouldn't. He should just not talk.
Basically,
of all the people on that cast,
like, just don't talk.
Yeah, just stand, just sit there and look sad. Oh, good, you're gonna do that anyway. Perfect.
Good, just like the movie.
Hopefully, there's some good sad app like two.
Don't
you
worry
know, from this one.
Yes, it was. It was the 2 hours. I did 2 hours and 8 minutes that I had to spend.
I find it funny that they had to, you know, when he made his cowl, he put in the furrow as well. Look at his cowl. Like, he furrowed his own brow the cowl.
And coming in at number 7, Bad Moms Christmas, still making some money, $6.7 million. It's a 41% drop in week 3. That is at $50 million. It has made another 20 overseas, so $70 million on a $28 million. That's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, Jigsaw. That's people are still going to see that, apparently. In week 4, it made $1 million, a 71% drop. Not many, apparently. And $36 million, though, in its 3 weeks. So that's got to be profit. Yeah, $10 million budget and 45 overseas. So you're talking 80 on a 10. So
and who put that out?
Lionsgate, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So 80 on a 10. I guess Jigsaw won't be the last one that this franchise. And let's see, we've got some limited release pictures coming in the next ones here. So we have Lady Bird. Is that?
Man,
is
that's
that,
getting some buzz,
yeah,
too.
It is.
Oh, it actually made one in Jigsaw, so I'm just going to retroactively say that. Number 8 is actually Lady Bird with $2.3 million. It is at $4.4 million total now. Which one is that?
That's the one with Cersei Ronan. Am I saying that right?
No, Lannister.
No,
I'm kidding.
The Irish girl from Lovely Bones.
Oh,
okay.
Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like kind of a quirky, she's a kid who's a loser but with a heart of gold kind of a thing.
It's getting a lot of really
good but it's
buzz.
Getting a lot of buzz. The trailer looked pretty good. And I think it's going to be amazing because the trailer prominently features a song from...
I haven't seen the trailer.
The Monkees.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, it features...
I think that played at SLIFF.
Probably.
I think it did.
Yeah, but it uses a song from the Monkees called As We Go Along, which is features guitar work by a young and upcomer named Neil Young.
Oh.
And
does it feature Halloween's Mickey Dolenz?
It does. It does feature Halloween's Mickey Dolenz. He sings it, and it's an amazing vocal, maybe one of his best vocals in the history of the Monkees. It's just a phenomenal song, and not a song that you would think of as a Monkee song at all.
Is this what it sounds like when I talk about wrestling?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Now you know the feeling. Lady Bird was actually number 8 with 2.3. Number 9 was 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri with 1.07 million edging out.
Did anybody see that?
No, but that is also getting tons of
buzz. It's the same guy that did 7 Psychopaths and something else.
Martin McDonald? I think
it's Frances McDormand.
She's one of those actors that is always good.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, I agree.
Yeah, but she elevates
Sam Rockwell,
whatever she's in.
Mm-hmm.
But he did In Bruges, 7 Psychopaths.
Don't like In Bruges.
You don't?
No. Oh. I do like 7 Psychopaths. That was really good.
Oh.
In Bruges, I don't know, like, because I don't know what that movie wanted to be. Mm. Like, was it supposed to be a dark comedy? Was it not supposed to be a comedy?
Yes.
Well, guess what?
Yes, it was supposed to be a dark
comedy. Right, okay.
It was supposed to be a dark comedy.
Right, right. It's like, you know.
And I found the Ben Affleck joke.
Oh, okay.
They apparently they were talking about which female character would you like to have added, and he said that his dream edition would be Zatanna.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Because of her fishnets.
Damn it.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, I know. That's like yes, but he's a heterosexual man who's attracted to women.
That is
like,
true.
I mean,
but
at some point.
That joke's
during the climate.
Sure.
That joke
like
comes
right
from
now,
Henry Cavill, maybe.
Probably not. the best.
Yeah. Like this, and he's got his own baggage on the issue. But
well, yes.
Yeah. Yes. But men like to look at women. I didn't realize this was breaking news. Like
Zatanna's.
I thought it was going to be way worse.
Right. That's just like,
well, no, but he also, I mean, yeah.
Zatanna, but I guess,
he kind
you know,
of
you're,
played right into it.
Yeah. He absolutely
Zatanna
did.
Also is one of my favorites.
No, no question. But
look at that character model
like,
in Injustice. Like they,
that's not it. Like it's.
But I'm just saying, yeah, like they don't hold back on.
She's a cool. Like,
yes.
From the magic
yes.
side, man.
Yes,
a,
the magic thing.
Yeah,
is
she's
awesome.
A, she's a cool character.
But
she's
very
she also
cool. He just kind of dumbed it down, and it was like, you know, ding dong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she does have a very interesting costume.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Very interesting. That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
But anyway. And so then Jigsaw is actually number 10 with 1 million. And that's the box office.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
Yay. You're welcome.
So I guess let's.
What just happened?
I just went, yay.
So
I guess let's.
We just want to get on and talk about this other
yes.
thing.
So, that's it for this episode. Let's go around the table. Everyone can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGrady67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett and listen to show spoilers if you watch Mr. Robot.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. If you want to continue the conversation online, find us at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers or on Twitter at Real Spoilers or on our website, RealSpoilers.com. iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, all that fancy pants stuff. So
and
that,
leave us a review, people.
Yeah.
Come on.
So Joe can be right when he says yes.
Yes. So that's it for this episode. Coming up on the next one, we will tackle Justice League. Did this one have a subtitle? I don't even remember.
Justice League. Crap.
Yeah. So we will tackle Justice League with no subtitle. Until then, you've been warned.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.